Leading our journey today is Deacon Jim Rush, a deacon of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Thank you for showing up today. My wife Loretta has taught me many valuable lessons in the 44 years I've had the good fortune of knowing her. Maybe none so important for my relationship with others than simply the mantra, show up. In today's readings, God makes an everlasting covenant with Abraham. Jesus says, whoever keeps his word will never see death. How can we get our head wrapped around the ideas of everlasting and never seeing death? We profess our belief of life everlasting in our Nicene Creed at every Sunday Mass. Scripture gives us images of life, light, peace, a wedding feast, wine of the kingdom, the Father's house, the heavenly Jerusalem, paradise. Our catechism wrestles with this unknowable by using the following: like God forever, seeing him as he is, face to face, fulfillment of our deepest human longings, the state of supreme, definitive happiness. We maybe know or have read of someone that had a near-death experience and had an encounter with something eternal. Barring that, I am afraid we are left to our own devices and imagination. Or are we? Pope Francis says heaven is neither an abstraction nor a physical place in the clouds, but a living, personal relationship with the Holy Trinity. So how can we experience a taste of eternal happiness and reveal it to others? One way is to show up. Show up in each other's lives. Our presence at a birth or adoption, a marriage, graduation, retirement party, dropping by to break the silence of a friend who has lost a loved one or is homebound, attending a niece or nephew's recital, means more to others than we will ever know. It takes effort. Sometimes we would rather stay in our pajamas and enjoy a movie or head to the golf course. Certainly, it interrupts our schedule. We convince ourselves they'll never miss us, but we are wrong. They don't forget we made them a priority. They know we could be doing something else. We tend to underestimate our presence in the lives of others. Don't fall into that trap. Good things happen when we show up for each other. What applies to our relationships with others applies in the Christian life. Continuing to show up with an open, loving, and listening heart in regular appointments with God in prayer. As usual, Pope Francis is on to something. Heaven is no abstraction when we show up for each other and God. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to never lose sight of the fact you created us for communion with each other in you. Give us the grace to show up in the lives of others and make showing up for you, God, in prayer our priority. Amen. Thank you for showing up today. Show up again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.